It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, May 5th. I'm Patricia Naft. Results are in for the Delta County Memorial Hospital District Board of Directors election. Three candidates vied for two seats. Voters elected David Lane and Jean Sirianni to the board, according to unofficial results. There were also two director positions open on the Telluride Hospital District Board. Three people ran for the seat with a four-year term. Preliminary results show voters elected David Fanciler, and in a two-way race for the other chair, Richard Betts won. He'll serve a two-year term. Motorcycle fatalities are up in Colorado, and as KVNF's Laura Palmisano reports, that has state transportation officials alarmed.
Last year, 106 people died in the state due to motorcycle accidents. That's up nearly 12% over 2014. The Colorado Department of Transportation says it's also the first time those fatalities hit triple digits.
It's hugely concerning.
Sam Cole is a CDOT spokesperson.
We know a lot of these crashes involved riders who were either riding too fast, weren't wearing helmets, riding impaired, for example, or doing something that just was unsafe.
Cole says drivers are also part of the problem.
We know a lot of these crashes involve drivers not watching out for motorcycles and pulling out in front of them and causing crashes that way.
CDOT is launching a motorcycle safety awareness campaign in response to the trend.
We think that safety training would go a long way in preventing a lot of these crashes. So we have billboards across the state on some of the more popular motorcycle routes. And we also are doing some online videos and banner ads encouraging motorcyclists to get trained.
Cole says the agency is also working with dealerships to reach riders as they gear up for the season. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Republican state lawmakers are divided over apparent GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump. As Benta Berkland reports, many would not commit to voting for him this November.
Some Republicans don't trust whether Trump is actually conservative. For others, his statements about women and Latinos have been too divisive. Republican Senator Kevin Grantham of Canyon City says Trump will need to earn his vote.
He's made statements in favor of single-payer health care and things that Republicans, almost to a person, are adamantly opposed to. He needs to prove himself.
But others think Trump speaks to a disaffected part of the electorate, and his outsider message could shake up politics in Washington, D.C. and move the country in the right direction. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Colorado's Oil and Gas Conservation Commission is largely the final word in the state when conflicts arise between residents and industry. Lauren Swain represents 350 Colorado, a group working to stop climate change. KDNK's Amy Haddon Marsh questioned her about why the group thinks the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission should be decommissioned.
What's wrong with the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission?
The COGCC's mission is to foster the quote-unquote responsible development of Colorado's oil and gas resources, with the result that public health and safety is protected. But they take their mission to foster the development of oil and gas much more seriously than they do their mission to protect public health, safety, and welfare. And because of their failures to protect the public health and safety and address issues of conflict between oil and gas operations and communities that are being forced to harbor them, we see that they are failing to help Coloradans protect themselves, and that they are serving the needs of the industry, and that they see that as their actual mission.
So what is 350 Colorado asking for?
We are asking for the legislature to decommission the COGCC and replace it with one or more agencies charged with, number one, protecting public health and safety from the impacts of oil and gas production, and number two, fostering Colorado's quick transition to 100% renewable energy usage and production.
If these two commissions replaced the COGCC, how would existing oil and gas drilling permits, wells, et cetera, be monitored or regulated in the absence of the COGCC?
Well, currently the COGCC reviews applications for drilling on the basis of fostering more oil and gas production, and instead the new agency or agencies would be charged with reviewing these permits on the basis of protecting public health and safety. So the siting of any facilities would be reviewed and approved based on whether or not it protected public health and safety from the impacts of oil and gas production.
Who would be on those commissions, and how would they gain their positions?
Right now, it's the governor appointing people to this commission. We are not necessarily asking that there's a different appointment process. We're asking that the criteria for these appointments be different. Obviously, if your goal is to protect public health, safety, and welfare from the impacts of the industry, you would not be appointing a lot of people who work for or have worked for the industry.
Well, the COGCC came out of the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Act. How can one decommission the COGCC without changing the act itself?
This is calling for a rewriting of the act. We want to change the language saying that it's in the state interest to produce oil and gas to language that indicates that our state interest is in reducing the impacts of oil and gas production.
How do you propose to go about doing this?
Well, we are reaching out to legislators, asking them to make these changes. We know that even more modest efforts to change the law failed to even get out of committee. And really what we're letting the state legislators know is that the performance of this agency is unacceptable and that we are not being protected by the law. And if they can't change the law, we want to change the law through a ballot initiative that would provide a 2,500-foot setback from homes and schools and water sources and parks across Colorado, and another initiative that would allow local communities to take the lead in protecting public health and safety and the climate without fear of state preemption-based lawsuits.
That was Lauren Swain of 350 Colorado talking to KDNK's Amy Haddon Marsh. 14 states, including Colorado, are asking the Environmental Protection Agency for details about President Obama's signature climate change rule, even though the Supreme Court has put it on hold. Inside Energy's Emily Guerin reports.
In a letter to the EPA, state environmental regulators said they are still moving ahead with plans to cut carbon dioxide emissions. They asked the EPA to provide a model of what final carbon trading rules might look like, assuming the Clean Power Plan survives the Supreme Court challenge. But states' response to compliance is uneven, says Dave Glott with the North Dakota Department of Health.
Half are really behind this Clean Power Plan. We got the other half of the country saying, nah, maybe not so.
Wyoming has barred regulators from spending a dime on compliance until the lawsuit is resolved. North Dakota's planning efforts are also on hold. For Inside Energy, I'm Emily Guerin.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.